Welcome to The Voice of Business, a podcast series from the CBI. I'm David Taylor, an editor and partner at Tortoise. We're focusing in these podcasts on the big decisions that people in business are having to make in this pandemic. No matter how big your business, the challenges of staying connected and staying healthy are great. But for some, the size of the task is truly huge. This week's guest is Amit Kapoor, who is country head for UK and Ireland for Tata Consultancy Services, which provides IT services for some of the biggest companies in the UK, from airlines to retailers. So let's get going. Well, listen, I think just to get us started, it's fair to say that Tata is an enormous global company, and within it, TCS is pretty huge. Just give me a sense of how many countries and locations you operate in, and then if you would, just give people a feel for how they might have come across your services.
Sure, Dave. So if you just quickly reflect on TCS, it's essentially an IT services consulting and a business solutions organization. And we've been partnering for good over 50 plus years with enterprises across the globe on their journeys towards transformation, largely on the back of our ability to tap global skills, our ability to have the right contextual knowledge for the industry and the enterprise, and of course, underpinned by the technology, which is innovative and adaptable. In terms of numbers, we are globally an organization a little over 450,000 employees spread over 46 countries. And if I was to translate that for our population, which resides in the UK, we are close to around 19,000 employees, which are working and living in the UK. If you look at where citizens and consumers come across us, we partner with the leading companies in the UK, be it in the field of telecom, be it in the field of retail, be it the leading banks, the manufacturers, or the communication companies. Our business is largely to ensure that these enterprises are up and running in terms of their continuity of services to their own consumers, as well as are agile in terms of ability to pivot the new initiatives and transformation journeys. So the leading names in UK is where we partner with.
So if somebody living in the UK or indeed most parts of the world has been trying to make contact with health providers or with their bank or whoever it is, you know, helps them with their mortgage, let's say, really, you have been a crucial part of that supply chain that you make that happen.
That's right. We are a very critical part of that supply chain. In fact, you can also expand that towards airlines, the leading airlines of UK, be it British Airways, Virgin or EasyJet. Or if you take the retailers, we partner with 8 of the top 10 retailers in the UK as well.
And I think, again, it seems almost like ancient history now, doesn't it? The sort of sepia-tinted days of March when this whole lockdown crisis first began, it was tremendously difficult to either unpick consumer transactions that had already happened and needed to be revisited. It was very hard to get anything from a reliable supply of groceries to be able to make sure that you perhaps had your, you know, your overdraft was going to be more flexible than it would have normally been. What was it like in those early days in terms of incoming for you as a business?
Yeah, if you reflect upon March, Dave, see, most of the enterprises prepare themselves for a peak seasonal demand. And in the question of or the industry of retail, that demand comes largely around Christmas. Yeah, if you look at other industries, there is a similar seasonal peak that they all prepared themselves for. March was, in some industries, a big seasonal peak, and which the enterprises were not necessarily prepared for. It was a peak which came by surprise, and it went up in graph, which was much more of a multiplier than the peaks that enterprises have been used to. So what it meant was that there was a huge pressure on the front line, there's a huge pressure on the supply chain, and there's a huge pressure to keep up with the experience of consumers and customers at a consistent level. So there was definitely a surge in volume. There was a definitely in a distributed world, which was trying to cope up with this distributed demand as well.
And just to be clear, there was a lot of stress around at that time as well, wasn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, if you look at it, enterprises which were well invested in multi-channels of their reach to consumers were better placed. Enterprises who had both the physical store and the reach through online were able to pivot much, much faster than enterprises who were solely invested in a single channel. We were true to our relationship with customers. We believe in long-term relationships, and that was true to our behavior and culture in this pandemic as well. Most of our customers take pride in our relationship and partnership, given that all of us went above and beyond on what was the call for duty, and ensured that the business continuity is the first principle to follow before we look at anything else. So we also put our own priority workers to service these enterprises and ensure that wherever the demand was more, our workflow was focusing more on those areas and not necessarily the ones which can still wait for a longer time.
And what would you say were the biggest challenges of those early days for you in terms of keeping people open for business?
I think there were some important decisions to be taken. Yeah. And I think the first and fundamental decision was, while it was coming in the wake of business continuity, but employee well-being was at the forefront of everything that one would envisage to do. What it helped do, employee well-being, if you just envisage it as a four quadrants, Dev. So we said that first focus on your own health as an employee. Second quadrant, ensure that your family is keeping well and safe. Third quadrant, ensure that the community in which you reside is well and safe. If you're able to do these three things correctly, then your ability to serve the enterprise commitment is much more valid.
And what do you think you've learned about yourselves as a business and as a team during this time?
I think we have taken pride in many firsts that we've been able to realize in the history of IT services. But this challenge was quite unique. It was a challenge to test our own beliefs. It was a challenge to test whether the continuity that we have built in the business model, will it stand good? So it gave us both the challenge and an opportunity to pivot. So we have been, if you reflect on our business, we have been largely invested in large facilities wherein you have co-located workforce, which is working securely in an infrastructure secure environment and governed through our own seamless processes. Now, this pandemic meant that some of those elements have to be revisited. And we pivoted from working from those large facilities to be able to work from home. So what was co-located became distributed. What was next to each other became technologically coupled. But without undermining the sense of security and infrastructure, which is required, underpinned by the governance to ensure the experience remains the same. I think that was the biggest test. It was a test of speed. It was a test of scale. It was a test of being agile. So a little in 3 weeks' time, we were able to move close to around 400,000 of our employees from co-located service locations onto a distributed model, what we now call a secure borderless workspace. I think that was the biggest test, and we take pride in the way we were able to pivot the organization and achieve the results at scale in 3 weeks.
It's truly staggering. I mean, I will say, you know, if you're part of an organization with fewer than 100 employees, it's really demanding to say we all sat side by side and now you're scattered. Yours is a more professional term, distributed, and I'll take that on board. But yes, the idea of moving 400,000 people around the world into their homes to work and to make that seamless, is almost unthinkable. I think that gets us to something really significant. You know, a lot of us have been thinking about how we live next, you know, whether it's, you know, previously seemingly intractable, two huge problems, perhaps they can be tackled because dynamics have changed and there is an opportunity. Clearly for individuals, it's where do I work from? How do I commute? Just give me a sense of, with everything that you've had to do and with everything you've deployed at the moment, where do you go forward? What's your plan for the restoration, as it were?
So if you look at it, this entire model of secure borderless workspace, it took few days for it to settle down. And given that individual employees were in a new environment from a work perspective, so it took some time for everyone to settle down. But on the back of this, what we have seen is that the employee engagement has actually increased. The ability for employees to be more and more productive, given that they don't really spend those rush hours in traffic, morning and evening, I think has added to their own inclination to try this more and more. Where will this lead? I think we need to move away from the terminology of new normal. And given that it is based on our own definitions of what a normal looks like, I think it is essentially a question of new beginning. A new beginning, which is based on new realities and based on new future visions. We believe that this future of work will take a very different dimension. In fact, as an organization globally, we have put a vision of 25 by 25. Wherein we believe that only 25% of our population needs to be in office at a given point in time for them to be 100% or more productive. And we believe this vision is both industry leading as well as could cut across sectors on its ability to benefit from remote working.
So let's just drill into that a little bit, because I think there's something here for every business of every size, every human endeavor, really. Those things which were just the familiar tropes of many people's working lives, the feeling that, well, if you have clients, they only have confidence in our partnership together if we're in the same room. That seems to have been broken. Do you think it comes back? And flowing from that, I suppose, all of that air travel, which I'm sure you've done as a businessman, does that come back?
So definitely, I think in the new beginning, we will clearly see the interactions do taking a physical face as well. I don't think so we should put a zero or one situation to it. Would a good number of them still continue on collaboration tools? Yes. But would it be ending up in a mix or a hybrid of physical and virtual? Absolutely. I think that's where the new beginning and the new reality will lie. Of course, it will also mean that the way we used to travel for a 1 to 2 hour meeting, that might be rethought.
Yes, yes. And thinking about the huge network that of businesses and bodies that you support, do you imagine that they're all going to be stable? Are they all going to survive this when we get to the back end of 2020? Are they going to be still in play? And I wonder, by extension, whether you think we might make it back into economic parity or something that looks even like growth by the end of 2021?
So, of course, different industries have had a different degree of impact and different enterprises will have a different behavior towards it. But if you were to just take a step back and reflect on how this all unfolded, I think we saw almost every enterprise had a rush of adrenaline when the pandemic kicked in. And soon they all settled into what we can call a rhythm. And that rhythm, once it started becoming business as usual, evoked a new sense of reality to say that, is this something which is going to continue like this? Or do I need to rethink on what I need to do for my own objectives and future as an enterprise? And we see that thinking happening across different industries. Some of them might have a longer term recovery. I think we spoke about the entire travel hospitality business, given where it is right now. One can of course have a different dimension to it. Some of them will have a trickle down effect. So if the consumer spending remains contained, of course it will have a trickle down effect on the financial institutions. Yeah. So I think the impact and the timing of the impact for different businesses would be different, which also mean that the enterprises could also be very differently busy towards the fag end of 2020. Yeah. Most of them have been busy on continuity. I think we should expect good number of them to start becoming busier beyond continuity onto resilience.
And I wonder if we could just finish with a couple of reflections on your own experience, I suppose, of the pandemic. What have you learned about yourself as a leader and as a man? And how do you think this has changed the way a person needs to lead an entity like yours?
Personally speaking, if you look around, this pandemic has been a great leveler. It is not been based on any definitions. It could impact anyone. I think it's the biggest leveler that one can think through in the recent times. The current scheme of things, interestingly, has made employees and colleagues come more and more closer. There is more and more dialogue on the well-being, both of oneself as well as the family and the community. There is a greater sense of ability to help each other and go that extra mile of above and beyond. I think the greatest takeaway for me in this entire space has been the test of resilience and the test of being together. And I do take pride in leading a group and leading an organization in UK, which has come on top in terms of its ability to be resilient, take care of your own self-being, but at the end of the day, customer centricity as a DNA continues to be at the core of what we do. So very proud of what we have realized.
And when you're measuring your performance at the end of a year, do you think that the things you will judge yourself upon have changed because of this?
Possibly yes, Dave. Possibly yes. I think that's a reflection which we'll see across the structure of the enterprise. I think the role of the boards will evolve more and more. The boards have been more in terms of ensuring the right compliance and the direction of travel. I would imagine that will go broader in terms of sense of reality on where the purpose is taking the enterprise to be. I think that will trickle down into how we all see the year gone by and how do we see, have we prepared ourselves well enough for the future?
Very good. Amit, thank you so much for joining me. It's been really slightly mind-boggling to think of an organization of the scale of yours trying to cope with all of this, and also the knowledge that there's an awful lot of UK and global infrastructure which hangs on the success of what you're doing. So thank you for taking part, and I wish you every success going forward.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I really enjoyed it and wish everyone their own safety and well-being. Thank you.
Thank you.